The Harp of Tir na n'Og by Bill Dugan. In the mystical land of Tir na n'Og, where the mists swirl and the music of the Fae fills the air, there lay a magical harp known as the Harp of Tir na n'Og. Crafted from the finest silver and adorned with jewels of every hue, it was said to possess the power to soothe the soul and heal the heart. Many had sought the Harp of Tir na n'Og, drawn by tales of its enchanting beauty and the magic that lay within its strings. But few had ever laid eyes upon it, for it was a treasure of the Fae who jealously guarded it, keeping it hidden from mortal eyes. One starlit night, as the moon rose high in the sky and the Fae danced among the flowers, a young maiden named Ilis stumbled upon the entrance to the hidden realm of Tir na n'Og. Intrigued by the whispers she had heard of its mystical wonders, Ilis ventured bravely into the mists, her heart pounding with excitement and wonder. As she wandered through the enchanted land, Ilis caught sight of a shimmering figure gliding gracefully among the trees, a fae maiden with wings as delicate as gossamer and eyes as bright as the stars. It was Ashlyn, guardian of the Harp of Tir na n'Og, come to greet the mortal traveler who had stumbled upon her realm. "Welcome, brave traveler," Ashlyn exclaimed, her voice as soft as the rustling leaves. "I am Ashlyn, guardian of the Harp of Tir na n'Og. What brings you to this enchanted land on this fine night?" Ilis, undaunted by the Fae Maiden's otherworldly beauty, replied, "I seek the Harp of Tir na n'Og, noble guardian, for I have heard tales of its magic and its beauty. Will you grant me the honor of seeing it with my own eyes?" Ashlyn smiled, her eyes twinkling with mischief. "You are a bold one, Ilis," she chuckled. "But to behold the Harp of Tir na n'Og, you must first prove yourself worthy of its magic. Are you prepared to face the trials that lie ahead?" Ilis nodded, her heart pounding with excitement and anticipation. "I am," she declared, her voice ringing out clear and strong. "Lead me to the trials, noble guardian, and I will face them with all the courage and strength that I possess." And so, under the watchful eye of Ashlyn, Ilis embarked upon a series of trials designed to test her courage, her strength, and her purity of heart. She danced with the Fae in the moonlight, sang songs of ancient tales and laughed until her sides ached with joy, facing each challenge with a determination that earned her the respect of her fellow travelers. And at last, after many trials and tribulations, Ilis stood before the Harp of Tir na n'Og, her heart full of wonder and awe. With trembling hands, she reached out to touch its strings, and as her fingers brushed against the cool silver, a melody unlike any she had ever heard filled the air. A melody of hope and healing, of love and laughter, that echoed through the land and touched the hearts of all who heard it. And as Ilis played the harp, her soul filled with the magic of Tir na n'Og, she knew that she had found her true home, a place of wonder and beauty, of joy and sorrow, where the music of the Fae would forever echo through the ages, weaving a tapestry of dreams and enchantment that would endure for all time.